This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Greg Vasari watching his guys warm up down to my right in the home white uniforms with the forest green trim. The Irish boys came into the new year with a 3-4 record. And then Saturday they traveled out to Waitsburg and beat Dayton Waitsburg 63-40, really taking advantage of a strong presence inside. Matt Miedema and Tim Warden, the two main inside players. Timmy Warden, the 6'3 senior, had 16 points. Matt Miedema had 7. And the Irish got after the Dayton Waitsburg boys inside to even their record at 4-4. The Pomeroy Pirate boys, they've been struggling. They headed into the new year having won just one game. They broke a 5-game losing streak on Saturday in Pomeroy, beating Colton 62-53 to bring their record to 2-7 under head coach Chris Wolf in his second year. The Pirates are 2-2 in the Southeast 1B Conference. When these teams played on December 17th in Pomeroy, the Irish won 68-41 and got after the Pirates early, up 20-10. The Pirates closed the gap to 6 at the half, but the Irish boys finished strong, outscoring Pomeroy 38-17 in the second half and win going away 68-41. The Irish score by quarter was consistent other than the 10 points in the second quarter. The score by quarter, 20, 10, 21, and 17. And they outscored the Pirates 17-5 in the fourth quarter. Nice finish on the road. Andrew Lyford, the 6-foot junior, 6'1 junior, had 20 points, 6 3-point field goals, 17 points in the second half for Andrew. Bobby Holtzinger had 15 in that game. But Andrew was our Dairy Queen player of the game. Okay, we're going to take one more quick break and share the starting lineups and have the opening tip-off when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Navigating today's complicated stock markets can be overwhelming. Financial advisor Bill Fleener of D.A. Davidson can help you analyze your personal financial picture and develop a wealth planning strategy designed just for you. Bill is equipped with extensive experience and the knowledge and resources to help you no matter what the markets are doing. Ready for a strong financial plan that can guide you through tomorrow? Call Bill at D.A. Davidson today, 509-526-5755. D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Connors Flooring and Design has moved into a brand new showroom and warehouse. Our new space is specially designed to offer you a relaxed shopping experience with easier access to our huge selection of quality flooring, tile, and countertop solutions for your next project. As always, you can expect the same golden rule service, expert knowledge and advice, plus top quality custom installation using only the best local licensed professional installers. Come see us at 650 Northeast Rose Street between Lambert and Damson. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back for a look at the starting lineups for Pomeroy and DeSales in this boys' contest. Head coach Chris Wolf announces the following starters for Pomeroy with the 2-2 conference record in Southeast 1B and 2-7 overall record for this non-league game. Trent Gwynn, 6'2 sophomore, will start. Gwynn had 9 points the last time these teams played. He had 27 points on Saturday in their win over Colton. He is an offensive threat. Evan Bartles, a 6'1 senior, will start. He had 14 points and 10 rebounds against Colton as they out-rebounded Colton 51-17. They can pound the boards inside. Trevin Kimball, a 5'8 freshman, will start. Byron Stahlkopf, a 6'2 senior, will start. He had a double-double against Colton, 13 points and 16 rebounds. And then another senior, Danner Maves, a 6'1 senior. And these are physical, thick-bodied seniors. Maves had 7 points but 10 rebounds. So Maves, Stahlkopf, and Bartles, 3 seniors, they combined for 14 and 10. That's 14 points, 10 rebounds, 13 and 16, and 7 and 10 in that win over Colton. And then Trent Gwynn, the lanky 6'2 sophomore wing player, he is a threat to score everywhere on the court. So they're very balanced in their starting group, but they're very young overall. In their reserves, they have 4 freshmen. 6 freshmen, excuse me. In fact, one of those freshmen, Trevin Kimball, actually starts. So They've got three solid seniors, Stahlkopf, Maves, and Bartles, very physical inside players, which is also a strength of the Irish. They've got Gwynn, the talented sophomore scorer, and then a lot of freshmen. For Greg Fazari's Irish, Andrew Lifford, the 6'1 junior, will start. Andrew, that 20-point gain the last time these teams met. Corey Frucci, the 6-foot junior, will start. Bobby Holzinger, a 6'2 senior, will start. Bobby's been very consistent offensively this year. 15 last time these teams played. He had 12 out at Dayton-Waitsburg on Saturday. Tim Warden will start, the 6'3 senior. We'll expect him to have a big game inside against a very physical Pomeroy team. Matt Meadham will come off the bench and provide physical play. Matt will be the tallest player on the floor at 6'4". Timmy at 6'3 is also taller than the tallest player for Pomeroy, and that's Stahlkopf listed at 6'2". And then Frankie Warden, the 5'11 sophomore, will also start. So Lifford, Frucci, Holzinger, and the Warden brothers, Timmy and Frankie. Lifford and Gwynn will step in to the half-court circle. And here's the jump tip. Ball's tipped a couple times. They're going to do it again, as it was a little off the mark. Second one up, and Gwynn gets the quick shot at it. You're not supposed to hit it till it reaches the top of its flight, but it didn't get up very far. And now on the right wing with it is Stahlkopf. Down low to Gwynn on the baseline. Frucci on him. Irish playing man-to-man defense right now. Up top it goes to Bartles. Holzinger on Bartles. Left wing to Maves outside the arc. Frankie Warden on him. Now Gwynn with it. With Frucci on him. Gwynn jumper. 16-footer off the iron. Won't go. Rebound Frankie Warden. Frankie outlet to Frucci. Coy wants to run. Back to Frankie at the top of the key. Quickly at the other end. Dribbles to the right elbow. Bounce pass out to Lifford on the right wing. Dribbles to the left, right elbow. Kick out to Holzinger. Three on the way. Won't go. Follows his own shot. But it was tipped by Warden and then controlled by the Pirates. Of course, Timmy doesn't see Bobby coming. If Timmy doesn't tip that, Bobby's got it on the fly. But it ends up being Pomeroy ball. Then the road black uniforms with the orange numbers trimmed in white. And then Gwynn's got it now on the right wing with those bright orange shoes. Now gives it top of the key to Bartles. Bartles dribbles left elbow, cut off, kick out top. It goes to Trevin Kimball, the freshman. Lifford on him. Kimball at the foul line, leans into one and scores it. Tough shot. Lifford had his feet set. Kimball leaned in underneath him and put up a little 12-foot runner. Pomeroy scores first, leads 2-0. Frankie Warden dribbling left to right, pass right corner to Holzinger. Bobby drives in strong and lays it in over the back iron in traffic. Nice aggressive drive into the lane by Bobby. We're tied at two. DeSales shows full court pressure. Kimball gets it in to Trent Gwynn. Frucci shadowing him up the sideline. Trent's going to go all the way up, put a running 8-footer up off the glass, rolls and drops. Trent Gwynn, he's a scorer. Little running 5-footer off the glass, spun around the rim 3 or 4 times before dropping in. Pirates up 4-2. Lifford elevates from the left elbow in traffic. Shot won't go. Rebound, Bartles. 4-2, Pirates with the ball in the lead. 5:50 to go, first quarter. Slipping as he comes across the timeline is Kimball, the freshman. He maintains his dribble, though, with Lifford on him. Now gets it to Stahlkopf. Now swing it out to Maves after a pass down the baseline. Maves, three-pointer, won't go. Rebound, Lifford. To Holzinger. Bobby dribbles to the top of the key. Now to the right elbow. Kick out to Lifer. Goes right through his hands. I'm not sure Andrew expected it. Goes to Gwynn. And Gwynn will lay it in the other way. Irish turn it over. They're down 6-2. Andrew was following the drive into the lane. And then he got it passed back to him. Wasn't expecting it. Irish turn it over. Holzinger backs into the lane. He's double teamed. No room to shoot. Kick out to Frucci. Frucci for three. He's got it. And he's fouled. Coy Frucci hits the three. We'll see if they count it. They should. And then Trevin Kimball, the 5'8 freshman, undercut him. The basket's good, so the Irish can tie it here on the 4-point play. They trail 6-5. Coy Frucci at the line with 5:15 to go, first quarter. Coy had a big game, first game of the year, 17 points, I think it was, and a win over Asotin, but really has struggled to score since then. He misses the free throw. Pomeroy at the rebound. Kimball, the freshman, in the front court. Lifford on him. Goes behind the back, right by Lifford in the lane. Dumps it off to Stahlkopf. Stahlkopf kicks in the corner to Gwynn. Gwynn for three, won't go. Rebound tipped by Tim Warden, controlled by Frankie Warden. Now Frucci with it. Frucci on the right wing to Frankie Warden. Dribbles right elbow. Kick out to Frucci. Frucci drives right down the lane. Double team. Dumps it to Warden, who lays it in. Timmy Warden, nice assist from Coy Frucci, who drew all the inside defenders from Pomeroy, leaving Tim Warden wide open. The Irish up 7-6. 4:35 to go. Kimball goes by Leifert again. Stripped, though, by Holtzinger. Now Frucci's got the loose ball back to Holtzinger to Leifert. Catch, shoot, leaves it short. Rebounded by Stahlkopf. Andrew Leifert struggled there. It's tough. He tried to catch it and shoot it without coming down. Left it short. DeSales misses an opportunity there after getting the turnover. But they do lead it 7-6. Down low on the baseline, Stahlkopf backing in on Warden. Frankie comes a double team. Pass out tipped by Leifert, but goes right to Kimball. Kimball shot blocked at the rim by Frankie Warden. Timmy Warden's got it now to Frucci. Frucci drives, cut off. Kick out to Frankie Warden. Three on the way out there. I'm going to go rebound Holtzinger. Bobby slices through the defense and lays it in. Offensive rebound by Bobby, and the Irish have a 9-6 lead on the Pirates. 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Irish up three. Leifert all over Kimball in backcourt. Knocks it away. Kimball gets it back. It's in the front court. Bounce pass on the baseline to Gwynn. Gwynn, 12-footer is good on the right wing. Gwynn has 6 of their 8 points. Andrew had good pressure defense, but Kimball, the freshman, got away from him. And then the Pirates had numbers, and Gwynn left open. They swing it to Leifert. 3 on the way, left wing. Out there, one go. Rebound tipped. Tim Warden's got it. Kick out top to Holtzinger. Holtzinger on the drive. Kick out right wing now to to Frankie Warden. To Frucci. Baseline pass to Holtzinger. 16-footer over Gwynn. He's got it. Bobby Holtzinger matching Trent Gwynn. Each of them have 6 points. Irish up 11-8. Nice jumper over Gwynn on the baseline by Holtzinger. Leifert working Kimball. He gives it up to Bartles. Down low it goes to Mays. Mays can't hit it from close in. Rebound Tim Warden. Now to Leifert. Leifert skids to a stop on the left wing. Pass back to Frucci. Frucci shots an air ball, but it goes right to Holtzinger, whose putback is knocked out of bounds. Bobby thought he got fouled. No call. And that'll give Coach Fazari a chance to send in 3 fresh players. 2 freshmen, Joe Baffney and Jack Lesko, along with Matt Miedema. Leifert and Frucci stay out there with them. Matt Miedema passes right corner to Lesko. Deep on the right wing now to Frucci. Frucci looking for an open player. Nobody open. Gets it to Leifert. Between the leg dribble. Gets it over to now to Baffney. To Miedema. Out to Leifert. Deep 3. Straight away is good. Andrew Leifert. He can hit him in bunches once he finds the range. 14-8 to Sales. Now Kimball with Jack Lesko. A couple of freshmen going at it there. Kimball gets it in the front court. Right wing to Gwynn. Dribbles the right elbow. Gives it back to Kimball. Right wing pass goes to Bartles. Leifert on Bartles. Bartles shoots over Leifert in the lane and scores it. Evan Bartles, a 6'1 senior, elevates in the lane. Pirates down 14-10 to the Irish. Frucci on the right wing. Passes back to Baffney. Right corner pass to Lesko. Pass inside for Miedema. Knocked away by Gwynn. Picked up by Stahlkopf. Irish turn it over. Jack Lesko a little late with an entry pass to Miedema. Kick out to Gwynn, down low to Bartles, working on Leifert. Little 5-footer on the baseline, he scores it. Bartles scores back-to-back buckets for the Pirates, and it's a 2-point game now, 14-12. Leifert, little crossover dribble, now behind the back, double-teamed on the baseline, out top to Baffney. Lesko, left corner to Frucci, wide open for 3, he hits it. Coy Frucci, a couple first-quarter threes, the Irish up 17-12 in a high-scoring first quarter for the Irish. Now they get it to Mays. Mays out to Gwynn. Deep 3 with Frucci on him. Won't go. Rebound by Lesko out near the foul line. Outlet was intended, I think, for Frucci, but Leifert intercepts it, takes it up the right side. Then he has the ball knocked away. I think he was throwing it to Coy. Andrew was just hustling up the court, and then it went right to him. And the Irish get it knocked away, but they'll reset now with the ball going out of bounds. Frucci and Leifert get their first breaks as Holtzinger and Frankie Warden check back in. Coach Fazari going deep into his bench here in the first quarter with a 5-point lead. A minute to go in the first. In the corner, Frankie Warden with it. Dribbles baseline. Can't find any room to shoot out top to Baffney. Swing it to Jack Lesko. 3 on the way is short. Rebound inside. Frankie Warden gets the defense in the air. Scores and he's fouled. Frankie Warden, nice offensive rebound. Pumps his fist as it goes in. Trent Gwynn went for the head fake and fouled Frankie. So the Irish had a chance at a four-point play after Corey Frucci was fouled shooting a three. He couldn't finish the free throw, and now Frankie will have a chance for a three-point play here. Irish up seven with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Frankie misses a free throw. Miedema tips the rebound back to Frankie. Now to Joe Baffney, and the Irish will reset between the circles. Now left wing deep to Jack Lesko with Kimball on him. Couple of freshmen there. Kimball slaps it away from Lesko and then can't save it. Tried to knock it out of bounds off Jack, but he stepped on the sideline over there in front of the Holtzinger clan watching their big brother play. Billy and Teresa over there. Sandra Jean as well. Jack Lesko dribbles right, left to right. Gets it to Frankie Ward. Now Holtzinger with it. Kick in the corner to Baffney. Three on the way. It's an air ball. Goes right to Maves. 17 seconds ago. Lesko steals it from Maves in the corner to Frankie Warden. Now Bobby Holtzinger. 12 on the clock. Coach Vasari wants him to check it out. Or pull it back out and work the clock. They do now, and we got a whistle and a drive by Holtzinger. There's going to be a foul with 5.2 seconds to go in the quarter. Nice steal by Jack Lesko to get the Irish an extra possession here. It was not a shooting foul. And now Matt Meadham will inbound with 5.2 seconds to go in the first. To Frankie Ward, up top to Baffney. Pass inside, knocked away, ball's loose, and that's the way the quarter's going to end. As the Irish don't get a shot up. 19-12, DeSales boys lead Pomeroy here at DeSales in this non-league game after one quarter on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Stop by McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla and get your vehicle ready for winter. Interested in free flat repairs, free rotations, free seasonal tire storage, and free tire inspections? You get it all with every McCurley tire sold. You can depend on McCurley's Tire Pledge, the highest quality brand name tires at competitive pricing with 100% coverage the first year. We want you to be safe at all times. That means preventative service on your vehicle. Don't wait to need emergency service while you're out of town. Stop into McCurley Integrity Toyota to get it done locally with experts you know and trust. Whether you need new tires, an oil change, brake inspection, a tire rotation, or fluids replenished, we're here to keep your vehicle running and looking like new. Hurry into McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla for all your vehicle service and maintenance needs. Winter is here. For more details or to schedule your service appointment, visit McCurleyToyota.com. See dealer for details.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Greg Vasari got eight players in the game here in the first quarter. Five of them scored points. Holtzinger and Frucci each with six. Coach Chris Wolf has yet to go to his bench in this ball game. Only five Pirates have played. They're led by Trent Gwynn, 6 points. Irish will start the second quarter with the ball. Jack Lesko, Joe Baffney, Bobby Holtzinger, Matt Meadham, and Frankie Warden on the floor. Warden on the baseline finds Meadham down low. He's double-teamed and fouled. Didn't get a chance to get a shot up. Nice entry pass by Frankie Warden, who was on that short corner there on the left baseline, halfway between the key and the three-point line. Threaded the needle to Matt. Matt got fouled by Maves. That's his first. Pomeroy has committed four fouls. The Irish have not fouled in this game. Holtzinger on the inbound fires a three from the left wing. Won't go. Rebound Stalkop. Stalkop gets it to Trevin Kimball, the 5'8 freshman point guard. Lesko meets him at half court. Kimball goes by him, cut off by Baffney. Now to Bartles. Bartles with Frankie Warden on him. Bartles can't find room down the baseline, kicks it out to Stalkop. Now right wing to Gwynn. Gwynn dribbles the top of the key, gets it to Kimball, who spins into the lane. He's fouled, and they're going to say it's a shooting foul. He was actually passing it to Stalkop, but he did elevate with us in the air, and then maybe after the contact, he decided to throw it. But they're going to give him two shots. The foul on DeSales is on Frankie Warden. First foul on DeSales. 7:13 to go in the first half. And the officials are doing a little game management. We've got some DeSales JV players that decided to get the exercise balls out of the weight room and sit on them while they're watching the game, but they're right next to the court. So the official said, hey, you got to move back. Kimball hits the first free throw. Safety first. 19-13. Irish up by 6, 7:13 to go in the half. Kimball, the freshman, now has 3 points. These are the first free throws of the game for Pomeroy. Kimball hits them both. Irish are 0 for 2 from the line. Jay O'Baffney will bring it to front court. Irish up by 5. 19 points in the first quarter for DeSales. Good solid start here in this non-leaguer at home at DeSales. Baseline pass goes to Holsinger. Drives in. He's fouled. The Irish finding a lot of room on that short corner against the Pomeroy defense. They get the ball on the wing and then bounce pass it to the baseline. That time to Bobby Holsinger. And they either pass it to the post player, Miedema, or if they don't collapse on him, gave Bobby room to drive. He's fouled by Maves. That's two now on Maves. Bobby misses a free throw. The Sales boys now 0 for 3 from the free throw line. And our first substitution for Pomeroy as Braden Frew, a 5'10 freshman, comes in. They've got three seniors who start. And then several freshmen on this roster. Holsinger misses them both. Rebound run down by Bartles. Gives it off to one of those freshmen, Kimball. So each team has two freshmen on the floor. Lesko and Baffney for DeSales. Frew and Kimball for the Pirates. Miedema overplaying a pass intended for Stalkop. Knocks it out of bounds over by the Irish cheerleaders. Kimball inbounds the right corner to Gwynn. Gwynn's pass inside for Stalkop, knocked out of bounds by Matt Miedema. Good defense by Matt. 19 on the shot clock. Coach Wolf calls play number 3. Not sure if you could hear that on the crowd, Mike. Kimball inbound it. Gets it down low to, knocked away. Got it down low to Stalkop, but Jack Lesko slapped it away, and that's, I don't know if they called that a warning. They didn't. I mean, he reached and knocked out. They get down low to Stalkop this time. He puts it in over Miedema. Sometimes if they think the defender reached over the line to slap the ball away, but that's not what they did. They just tried again, and that time Stalkop able to fade away. Tough shot over good defense by Matt Miedema. 19-16. The Irish have not scored here in the second quarter. They've been outscored 4-0. Miedema stopped on the drive to Holsinger. Now in the corner to Baffney. Three on the way. It's an air ball right to Frew. Frew passes to Gwynn, who gets it to Kimball. Kimball and Lesko will shadow each other up court, or Lesko will shadow him. Now Baffney on Kimball. Now to Gwynn, and we got a foul on the drive as Jack Lesko. That was a good foul by Jack. Jack, a 5'8 freshman. That's a mismatch with the 6'2 sophomore score for Gwynn. So Jack harassed him out front and drew the foul before he could get a shot up. That's Jack's first foul, second foul on the Irish. Pomeroy has 5 fouls. Substitute Andrew Leifer is going to come in for Joe Baffney. Andrew, 3 points on a 3-pointer in the first quarter. He had 20 the last time these teams played. In the corner to Kimball, to Gwynn. Leifer on Gwynn, down low to Stalkop. Timmy Warden is also checked back in. Stalkop gets it to Bartles. Bartles goes up strong, leaves it short. Frew tips the rebound into the corner, chased down by Andrew Leifert. Andrew wants to push it the other way. Now gets it to Frucci between the circles. Right corner to Holsinger. Holsinger, Tim Warden, Frucci, Jack Lesko, and Andrew Leifert on the floor. Pass to Leifert to Holsinger. Holsinger gets caught in the air, throws the ball up for grabs before he came down and traveled. Now they kick it around to Leifert, and he scores it. Pomeroy's fans frustrated because they thought Bobby traveled. It definitely looked awkward, so a busted play ends up being a 3-pointer for Andrew Leifert. 22-16 to Sales. Shot missed by Frew. Rebound Tim Warden inside. Frucci's got it now. Up court to Bobby Holsinger. Bobby splits the defense, collides with Frew. Foul on Frew. Bobby Holsinger is a bull in a china closet when he gets the ball and decides to drive to the basket. Frew's first foul, 6 on Pomeroy. And Coach Wolf letting the official know that they're not very impressed with Bobby's ball handling. They get inside to Warden. Warden loses a handle on it. Now Kimball and Frucci are tied up. And we have one player calling a jump ball, one official calls jump ball, one a foul. And they call the foul on Frucci, who tried to tie up the Pomeroy player. And that's the third foul on the Irish. Joe Baffney checks in for Bobby Holtzinger. Irish put on the press after the foul. 22-16 to Sales with lead. Gwynn splits the defense. He's in the lane, pulls up from 9 feet off the iron, rolls off. Hit the iron, rolled around, just fell away. Warden with the rebound to Frucci. Now Jack Lesko to front court, drives baseline, cut off, stolen by Trent Gwynn. Gwynn racing the other way, all the way, right hand, left hand, too strong off the glass. Stalkop with the rebound, powers it up, won't go. Rebound tipped around, controlled by Frucci. Very physical play. Stalkop and Warden tangling on the way back up the court. Now Frucci to Leifer, deep three off the mark, won't go. Rebound tipped. Warden saves it in bounds, but Stalkop gets it away from Baffney. Outlet to Trent Gwynn. 22-16 Irish, 14-18 to go in the half. Gwynn to Frew down low, kick out to Kimball. Three on the way over Leiford. Off the mark, won't go. Rebound Maves. Maves powers it up and in. Danner Maves. Timeout on the floor by Pomeroy. Hectic pace, physical play. 4-point game, 4:06 to go in the half. The Sales on their home floor leads Pomeroy 22-18. Pirates with the ball, and we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Happy New Year. Hi, this is Sheila from Walla Walla's Postal Annex, and I want to thank you for another great year. Is your resolution this year to clean out those old business papers and private documents? Let us shred those papers for you. Here at Postal Annex, we offer a safe and secure shredding service for just 99 cents a pound. And if you have any post-holiday shipping or returns, we can help you with wrapping, packing, and shipping too. Come see us soon at Postal Annex in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at the Sales. The DeSales boys, an impressive offense during the first quarter. They scored 19 points. But they have just one field goal here in the second quarter. That a three by Andrew Leiford, which was actually off a busted play where Bobby Holtzinger got himself in up in the air and didn't know what to do. The Pomeroy folks thought he traveled. And the ball got tipped around, ended up in Andrew's hand for a three. So my point is DeSales has not been able to score off their set offense here in the second quarter after scoring 19 points in the first quarter. Halfway through the second quarter, 4 minutes and counting. Lesko from the right corner hits the three. A nice set play after the timeout. Jack Lesko, the freshman, for three from the right corner. Mays breaks the press, gets it to Stalkop. Down low over Warden, won't go, but a foul on Tim Warden. Timmy's first. Fourth on the Irish. All the Sales players who have fouls have only one. I'm not saying that very well, but 14 fouls, one each on four different players. Stalkop will go to the free throw line. The 6'2 senior has 2 points. We'll shoot two. 25-18, Irish up by seven. Well, if you're only going to score two field goals in a 4 minute plus span, it's good that they're both three-pointers, Leiford and Jack Lesko with threes for the Irish. Stalkop misses the first free throw. Second one is on the way and good. Stalkop has 3 points. 25-19, Irish with the ball and a 6-point lead, 3:42 to go in the half. Frucci gets it to Baffney, drives right elbow, kick in the corner to Jack Lesko, tries to drive baseline. He and Gwynn bang into each other, and that's going to be a foul on Trent Gwynn, and that'll put the Pirates over the limit. And Jack Lesko, who hit a three a moment ago, will have a chance to add to his 3 points tonight at the free throw line. The Irish are 0-for-4 at the line, but have a 6-point lead, and will shoot free throws the final 3:36 of this first half. Jack hits the front end. Very solid shooter. Since a very early, early age, Jack has spent a lot of time in the gym working on his shooting. Second free throw is off the mark. Rebound, Trent Gwynn. 26-19, Irish lead by seven. Each team has scored 7 points here in the quarter. There's a ball knocked away from Frew. Tim Warden's got it. Now Baffney takes it into front court to Leiford. Back to Baffney. Sees Warden down low. Knocked away by Kimball. Saves it from going out of bounds. Gets it to Gwynn. And then Lesko fouls Gwynn, trying to cut him off. Trent Gwynn, there's no half speed with that guy. Once he gets the ball, he's going 100 miles an hour towards the other basket. Him and Bobby Holtzinger would have a good one-on-one matchup. They play a lot alike. All out. Jack's second foul, fifth on the Irish. Maves deep on the right winger that after the Pirates inbound. They get it to the foul line to Gwynn. His elevates her shot, blocked by Frucci. Crowd likes it. Jack Lesko with the loose ball, gets it up court in the corner to Baffney. Three on the way, it's an air ball. Joe struggling with his shot. Trent Gwynn will now walk it up. After I say he's always going 100 miles an hour, he's probably tired. I know he must be. Cross over the left elbow. Kick in the corner to Frew. Down low to Mays, trying to back in on Worden. Can't do it. Frew's got it now in the left corner. Back to Gwynn. He'll dribble between the circles. They'll reset the offense. 2:31 to go in the half. They swing at the Mays. He'll fire a three over Worden and hit it. Danner Mays, 6'1 senior post player, steps out and hits the three, and it's a four-point game. 26-22 to Sales. Frucci on the drive. Stopped at the elbow. Kick out to Lyford. Three on the way won't go. Frucci, long rebound. Now he'll bounce, pass it out top to Lesko in the corner to Baffney to Jack Lesko. Jack on the drive, kick out to Lyford, wide open for three. Andrew can't find the range. Rebound, Tim Worden. He is put back too strong. Rebound, Kimball. Boy, DeSales, you're not going to get too much better looks than that. A wide open three from your best three-point shooter, Andrew Lyford, and then your best offensive rebounder, Tim Worden. Either finish, scramble for the ball. Baffney and Lesko creating problems, but Pomeroy maintains possession, and now Gwynn will back it out, and they'll set the offense. Bartles with it on the left wing with Lyford on him. 1:30 to go in the half. Irish up 26-22. Competitive game. Mays on the right wing gets it down low to Gwynn. Tough turnaround jumper in and out. Stays out. Rebound tipped around, controlled by Jack Lesko. Timmy Worden did the work to secure it. Couldn't. Tipped it. Jack Lesko right there. They get to Baffney. Down low to Worden, and he's fouled. Trent Gwynn slapped it away from Worden, and that's Trent Gwynn's third foul, and he's got to be a little frustrated. The 6'2 sophomore, their leading scorer, has not scored in the quarter. He's now picked up his third foul. Stahlkopf will come in for him. Tim Worden will be at the line to shoot two. DeSales has gotten to the free throw line. This is their first, second, third, fourth, fifth trip, but they've made just one free throw. Timmy's first chance at the line. And he hits it. 3 points for Timmy. 27-22. DeSales lead is back to five. Offensive struggle for the Irish here in the second quarter after scoring 19 in the first. They've got eight here in this quarter with 1:16 to go in the quarter. Timmy's second free throw's off the mark. Rebound by Frew. Frew into front court to Stahlkopf. Stahlkopf goes baseline, cut off, kick out top right to Lyford. Andrew will take it the other way, two on one. Andrew will go up on the two and score it. He had Baffney on the right wing, but he took the two black shirts right to the hoop and laid it in. 29-22 to Sales. 53 seconds to go in the half. Bartles to Kimball to Stahlkopf. Stahlkopf will fire three over Worden. It's a off the glass, something else right to Kimball. His putback won't go. That was Baffney with the rebound into front court. Baffney to Frucci to Holtzinger. Holtzinger drives baseline, dumps it for Timmy Worden, but it's stolen by Bartles. Bobby had a clear path. Timmy was blocking out and basically screening for him. Then Bobby went to pass it off instead of shoot it. Pirate defense stole it away. 17 seconds to go. Pirates can take the last shot of the half. They get to Mays on the baseline. It's off the mark, won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds off the black-shirted Pirates. And now with 10.5 seconds to go in the half, DeSales can take the final shot of the quarter, leading 29-22. 7-point lead with the ball. Matt Meadham has checked in for Tim Worden. Andrew Lyford brings it up, gives it up to Frucci. 3 seconds back to Lyford. Lyford for three over Kimball. Off the mark, won't go at the buzzer. At the half, DeSales leads the Pomeroy Pirates 29-22 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish!
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
DeSales boys lead it at the half, 29-22. Trying to get above 500. They come into this game, this non-league game, with a 4-4 record. Got two big league games coming up, Thursday against Wava and Friday against Mabton. And the Irish boys came out strong, 19 first quarter points, led the Pirates 19-12 after 8 minutes. Coy Frucci hit a couple threes, Andrew Leifert hit a three, Bobby Holtzinger had all six of his points in that quarter. Both the Warden boys scored. So Greg Fazzari got 19 points from his guys in the first quarter from five different players. But in the second quarter, only three field goals and a couple free throws. And both the Pirates and the Irish scored 10 points in a much slower pace second quarter. The Irish lead at the half, 29-22. In the first half of the doubleheader, a game that on paper looked like it was going to be a blowout, the Irish girls had lost to Pomeroy's girls 58-21 back on December 17th. Pomeroy's girls, the state runners-up for 2 years in a row, and the Southeast 1B League came in with a spotless 9-0 record. The Lady Irish had a lead early in the fourth quarter, and right down to the final minute and a half, it was a one-possession game. But the Irish girls' upset bid fell a little bit short at 37-29. And when we come back, we'll be visiting with veteran Irish coach, girls coach, Tim Duncan, about the tough competitive non-leaguer they played against Pomeroy here in the first half of this doubleheader. Irish boys down, up 29-22 at the half. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Happy New Year. It's 2020. Time to do some home upgrades. What upgrades are on your to-do list this year? A bathroom remodel, kitchen update, a new furnace, water heater, fireplace? There's so many ways to make your home more comfortable and efficient. This is Deja with Total Comfort Solutions, your plumbing and HVAC company. With financing options available for both plumbing and HVAC, those upgrades are possible. Call to have a comfort specialist come by to see what options we have for you. Total Comfort Solutions, your go-to for your upgrades this year.
Walla Walla has always been sweet onion country, and for quite some time, it's wine country as well. But did you know that Walla Walla is cheese country too? Stick with me on this one. What makes for a fine wine? Why does one bottle cost $7 and another cost $25? Beats the heck out of me! So let's talk about my specialty for a sec here. Fine cheese, like you can find at Cugini. We're talking over 100 varieties. Cugini, 960 Wallula Avenue, Buona Pazzo.
For 69 years now, Dale Gray's Buick GMC has been the easiest place in Walla Walla to buy a new or used car, get your vehicle repaired, or to buy parts and accessories. Why? Because for 69 years, we have made it easy. No pressure, no overselling of services you don't need, just simple, straightforward dealings in everything we do. Our sterling reputation has been earned by practicing what we preach for the last 69 years. Dale Gray's Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back at the half in this non-league doubleheader here at DeSales. The Pomeroy boys and the DeSales boys at the half. The Irish lead them 29-22. But with me right now is Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan in his 25th year. And Tim, what an improvement for your girls. You lost by, what, 37 points on December 17th?
Yeah.
You had it down to a one-possession game against an undefeated Pomeroy team in the final 2 minutes. Your thoughts on your girls' effort tonight?
I'm just really proud of our kids. I mean, it was a magnificent effort on their part. We didn't always play great basketball, and I told them after the game, this isn't the best basketball we've played, but we have not played harder than we played tonight. And that's what got us where we were. Not only play hard, but compete hard.
Yes.
And that's where if we can do that every night, compete like that and play hard, that hard, I mean, we can be right there at the end.
With anybody, and just got to get the offense going, which you say that all the time, Coach.
Yeah.
Now, we haven't been talking about any memories lately with your 25 years of coaching. So let's wrap up our discussion about this game real quick with our Dairy Queen player of the game, and then you need to share a 25-year memory.
You know, we'd have to give it to too many girls. Yeah. I'm not gonna give one out.
It's kind of a team thing tonight,
I just can't single out any one girl. I mean, it was a team effort. Everybody was fantastic. Everybody that went into the game contributed something, but at least they all contributed something, but they all went in and competed their butts off and played as hard as they could.
I concur, Coach. You know, you always want your players to give everything they've got, and we were one real tired group at the end
of
the game.
Absolutely.
And so were they.
Yeah.
It was a very competitive game.
I don't think they came in thinking that was going to be that kind of game.
But they're a good team. That's why we play these good teams
with
non-leaguers.
Absolutely.
All right, Coach. Well, you've got a couple league games coming up
against
Wava and Mapton this weekend. Memory.
You know, probably the second time we went to the state tournament, we opened with St. George's, a team that was favored to win the state title. And we were leading them going into the fourth quarter. And, you know, we didn't end up beating them. But, you know, it was just to see us compete like that against a team like that who was favored. And we surprised a lot of people. And then their coach came up to me, I think it was on the third day, and he said, wow, he said, I'm glad we didn't get you later on in the tournament because you would have got a couple games under your belt. I think we could have been in for a tough one. And that stuck with me, what he said about our kids on that day. And, you know, and that was the year that we finished eighth. And,
got our
first
trophy.
You gotta take baby steps, you know. We hadn't made it. The first time we went, we didn't make it to the final day. The second time we went, we made it to the final day, but we didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know, and then after that, you know, then we started winning on that final day and you know, got a little higher finish. But that one sticks out in my mind. That was a great group of kids. And I remember Nicole Moore-Marco's state tournament. She just lit it up.
Yeah.
That was the year before Sarah lit it up at the three-point line and got angry with me.
I was surprised she didn't share that memory a few games
ago. I was actually surprised she didn't share
at that
time,
either. Sarah, well, we didn't know it during the tournament, but she was very good from the three-point line and actually was shooting maybe a few too many with the lead. And you called timeout just as one dropped in, and as it turned out, she tied at the tournament record. And without that timeout, she was very quick to let you know that.
Oh, yeah, she definitely was.
Anyway, a lot of fun times,
Coach.
Yeah,
absolutely.
All right, well, good luck Thursday.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Tim Duncan, all his whole team earns a Dairy Queen Player of the Game recognition because their effort was so high. Well, the Irish boys have played with a lot of effort. It's been a little bit ragged here in the first half, but they lead it 29-22. We're going to take a quick break, share the halftime stats, and we'll have second half action when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now in its 150th year, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, they jipped me out of the final minute of the warm-up. Both teams are out and ready, so they put the clock to zero, and away we go. I'll get the scores as we go. Irish up 29-22. Pomeroy's boys will start the second half with the ball. There's nice low post defense by Andrew Lyford. They tried to get it to Kimball inside. Andrew knocked it away. Here come the Irish the other way. Pomeroy back on defense, playing zone here. Down up to my left, Irish on offense in front of their bench. Frucci drives right to left, kick in the corner to Lyford. Three on the way, in and out. Rebound Kimball. Andrew leads the Irish in scoring with 8 points. He had 2 3-pointers. 6 each for Frucci and Holtzinger. For the Pirates, they are led by the 6 points of Trent Gwynn, but hasn't scored since the first quarter. He tries to back into the right block. Double team kicks it out to Stahlkopf. Stahlkopf on the drive. Loses the handle on a missed shot. Rebound tipped around outside to Mays. Mays fires a three. And then the rebound goes off of Trent Gwynn. He and Frucci battling for the ball. Trent Gwynn is their best offensive threat. He does have 3 fouls and hasn't scored since the first quarter. Frucci, Frankie Warden, Andrew Lyford, Tim Warden, and Bobby Holtzinger, the group that started the game, is on the floor. Lyford has it on the left wing to Holtzinger at the top of the key to Frucci. In the right corner, Tim Warden. Back to Frucci. Up top to Timmy. Now to Lyford. Lyford has his pass tipped by Kimball into backcourt. Tim Warden's going to save it on the end line. Sideline, excuse me. Only 8 on the shot clock. I'm not sure if the Irish are aware. Lyford drives in. He's pushed and fouled by Trevin Kimball. Irish got a break there as the shot clock was running out. Andrew is trying to create. That's Kimball's second foul. First foul of the second half. Frankie Warden lobs the inbound into Bobby Holtzinger, who catches it and scores it. Bobby's got 8. 31-22. Irish have a 9-point lead. Their biggest of the game. And there's Lyford strips Kimball. And we got a whistle behind the play. And traveling is called. Interesting. Lyford stripped Kimball, and then he and Frucci were both going after the loose ball. Andrew got it, took off the other way, and the official that was way behind the play called traveling. Interesting. Trent Gwynn passing the left wing to Stahlkopf. Left corner goes to Kimball. Kimball goes by Lyford on a head fake, leaves the shot short. Kimball and Timmy Warden go after the rebound, and Warden hits the deck hard. And I think he's gimping around on that left ankle. He's going to come out of the game. Matt Meadham is going to come in. Timmy wearing that big leg brace on his right knee. Tore his ACL in the final basketball game of the season last year at the league tournament. But I think it's his ankle on the other leg, I hope, that's bothering him. In the right corner, Holtzinger gets it to Frucci. Up top, Meadham up between the circles. Left wing deep, Lyford's got it. Pomeroy's packed into that zone. Frucci with it on the right wing. Corner to Warden. Warden pass on the interior to meet him and knocked out of bounds. 13 on the shot clock. Irish up 31-22. Lowest scoring game after a high scoring first quarter. In the right corner goes to Lyford. And up top to Frankie Warden. Inside to meet him. An 8-footer in the lane. He's got it. Nice play off the inbound. Matt Meadema. Flashed into the key. Frankie Warden hit him. Matt hits his first bucket. Lyford all over Kimball at half court. Knocks it away. Kimball, the freshman, gets it back. Now lose it. Now throws it in front court. Stolen by Frucci. Irish steal it. Now Gwynn behind Frucci and just fouls him. Gwynn is just out of control. He basically kicked Frucci going after the ball, and that's the 4th foul on Trent Gwynn. And, no, it was on Gwynn. Gwynn fouled him. The Pomeroy fans are saying it was on 22. Gwynn definitely fouled him. They probably both did. So the Pomeroy's best offensive player, but he hasn't scored since the first quarter, is now on the bench with 4 fouls. Pass being tipped around against the zone defense. Irish get it back. Frucci to Holtzinger on the drive, kick out to Frankie Warden. 3 on the way, won't go. Rebound tipped out to Frucci. To Lyford, deep 3 off the arm, won't go. Lyford follows his own shot, but can't beat Kimball to the ball. Good hustle by Kimball. Now Stahlkopf gets it back to Trevin Kimball. The freshman into front court with Lyford right on him. Andrew fouled him. Coming across the timeline. Getting pretty physical and ragged out there. Tough game to officiate. And the two freshmen for the Irish come in. Jack Lesko and Joe Baffney. Bobby Holtzinger and Frankie Warden go to the bench. So Andrew Lyford and Corey Frucci, two starters are out there along with Miedema. And there's Baffney with a steal as they tried to dump it into Mays. Tips the ball away. Frucci's got it in the front court to Lesko in the corner to Lyford. Backing in on Mays. No room to shoot. Gets it to Lesko. To Frucci. Back to Lyford. Lyford drives to the foul line. Takes a 16-footer straight away. Won't go. Rebound Baffney. Kick out to Frucci. Left open for three. He'll take it off the mark. Won't go. Rebound Bartles. Irish up by 11. Pomeroy has not scored here in the second half. Timeout, Pirates. 3 minutes and 50 seconds into the second half. Pomeroy looking for their first bucket. They want to talk it over. Irish up 33 to 22. We'll keep it here. I didn't give you the scoring stats at the half. So scoring for Pomeroy. They haven't scored in the second half, so these are halftime scoring. Trent Gwynn leads them with 6 points, but he's now on the bench with four fouls. 5 points for Danner Mays, 4 for Trevin Kimball, 4 for Evan Bartles, and 3 for Brian Stahlkopf. That are their 5 starters. They have no points from their bench. Coach Wolf rarely goes to his bench. He's got a lot of freshmen on their roster. For Greg Vasari's guys, Andrew Lyford and Bobby Holtzinger lead the way with 8 points. 6 for Coy Frucci. 2 for Matt Miedema, 3 for Tim Warden, 4 for Jack Lesko, 2 for Frankie Warden. The Irish just 2 of 8 from the free throw line in the first half. They get down low to Mays, dumps it to Bartles, who misses the inside shot. Good execution, but they didn't finish. Irish get a break there. Frucci in the front court gets it to Baffney on the baseline. Now Miedema goes up over Stahlkopf. Shot won't go. Stahlkopf with the rebound. Now he's battled with by Joe Baffney. They're on the floor. They're going to roll around on the floor. Joe, the freshman, says, I'm out of here. Stahlkopf is a 6'2 senior, goes about 220. Joe's a 5'10 freshman, listed at 5'10, and he goes about 130 probably. But Lesko inbounds to Joe Baffney, out top to Lifer. Back to Joe. He'll fire the three off the iron. Won't go. Rebound Kimball. Kimball will bring it into front court. Pomeroy has not scored here in the second half. The Irish have scored only 4. Down low goes to Fruge. Checked in for Kimball. And he turns around a little right-handed hook shot and scores it. So Braden Furu, a 5'10 freshman, posts up on the baseline. A little right-handed baby hook in the corner to Lesko. He hits a 3. So the freshman, first Furu for the Pirates. Now Jack Lesko for the Irish. And the Irish up 36-24. Now on the pass from Kimball to Mays on the right elbow. Back to Kimball. Way outside the arc, dribbling against Jack Lesko. Gets by him on the baseline. Gets Frucci in the air. Puts a shot up. Won't go. Rebound Jack Lesko. So all freshmen playing hard, right? Well, they're all playing hard, but freshmen are the guys creating the offense right now, for better or worse. Baffney off to Frucci to Lifer. Deep three. Won't go. Rebound. And that's going to be a foul on Miedema as he was pushing in the back of Maves. That was an easy call for the officials. That's Matt's first foul. Stops the clock with 2:39 to go in the third quarter. 36-24. DeSales up by 12. They've outscored the Pirates by 5 points here in a low-scoring third quarter. And Jack Lesko strips Kimball in backcourt and lays it in. Jack Lesko scored 5 in a row for the Irish. Stahlkopf gets the ball near half court. Meet him on him. Now he has it knocked away by Baffney. Goes right to Mays. Mays turns and puts it in. Irish created the loose ball, but the Pirates got the back, and Mays scores it. 38-26 Irish. 2 minutes to go in a quickly played third quarter. Baffney passes left corner to Lyford. Head fake. Now kick out to Frucci. 3 on the way. Off the iron. Won't go. Long rebound Kimball. And he has it slapped away by Lesko. And then a foul's going to be called on Trevin Kimball as Jack Lesko gets it away from him. Jack Lesko getting the best of the other freshman, or one of the many freshmen for Pomeroy, but Trevin is their starting point guard, and Jack Lesko steals it from him, and then Trevin fouls him trying to get it back, and he'll have to sit down with 3 fouls, and that brings in Brady Miguel, a 5'6 freshman in for the first time. Inbound to Jack Lesko. Three-pointer won't go. High for the rebound, Baffney. They kick it out to Lyford. He fires a three. It won't go. Rebound tipped and out of bounds off of Pomeroy. Jack Lesko kept it alive, saying Jack's name a lot. Coach Wolf very frustrated with his guys and their lack of aggression going after the ball. Drake Scott, who's also checked in. Drake Scott will inbound it for the Irish. 6'3 junior gets it to Lyford. Up top to Joe Baffney. Joe swing it to Frucci. Frucci drives in down low on the baseline to Scott. Scott lays it in. Drake Scott doesn't get on the floor much, but when he does, he's very efficient. 40-26 Irish. Stahlkopf the other way. Fade away in the lane after a reverse dribble. Athletic play by Stahlkopf. He's got 5 points. 40-28 Irish. Lyford up to Frucci. To Baffney. Left corner to Lesko. Lesko drives baseline. Bounce pass inside to Scott. Goes up strong. Shots blocked. Loose ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by McGill. M-A-G-I-L. Brady, one of those six freshmen on the Pomeroy roster. He wears a face mask, probably from a broken nose earlier in the year. Or Irish inbound it. Lyford to Baffney. To Frucci, back to Baffney. Baffney drives in. He's just grabbed by Bartles. Boy, Pomeroy's guys are slow afoot. And just grabbing guys. It's just ugly game right now. He just grabbed Joe right by the arm and pulled him to the ground. Bartle's first foul, fourth on the Pirates. Lesko will inbound in the corner to Lifer, but Stahlkopf overplays it, knocks it out of bounds. And now Jack Lesko will take the ball and inbound it deep on the right wing to Lifer. Back to Lesko in the corner. Back to Lyford. Swing it over to Frucci. Frucci drives at the foul line. Kick right corner to Lesko. Wide open for three. He's got it. Jack Lesko has 8 in the quarter where the Irish have been struggling, but they have 14 as a team now and have opened up a 15-point lead, 43-28. Lesko strips through. Frucci's got the loose ball, and Lyford goes in and tries to dunk it, and he misses it, but Drake Scott gets the rebound. Andrew Lyford doesn't quite have it on the hops, but he's close, and there's a foul on the pressure up court as Drake Scott tried to knock it away from Stahlkopf, and that's Drake's first foul. So Andrew tried to get the crowd-pleasing dunk, couldn't get it to go, but Drake Scott followed it with the lay-in, and the Irish are up by 17. The Pirates have scored just 6 points in this second half. Jack Lesko, the freshman, has 8 of his own. They get down low to Mays. He misses inside. Rebound, Bobby Holtzinger. All the sales here in the second half. 25 seconds to go in the third. See if the Irish play for one shot. Coach Greg Fazzari is up off the bench, directing traffic. Bobby Holtzinger passing to Frucci. Now right corner to Lesko, back to Frucci. 13 on the clock. Now to Lesko to Frucci. Now back to Jack between the circles. They'll set the offense against the Pirates. Right wing to Frucci. Cross-court pass tipped by Pomeroy to Lesko. 3 on the way with 2 seconds. We'll go. Joe Baffney! Joe Baffney with the rebound falling to the floor. Gets it up off the glass and in at the buzzer. That's a crowd pleaser. That's a coach pleaser. And he's fouled. Greg Fazzari fired up. Big smile on his face. Joe Baffney, the buzzer beating putback, drew the contact and is fouled by McGill and will miss the free throw, but the Irish lead 47-28 with 8 minutes to go on 100.7 FM KHSS.
McDonald's Erin Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Erin team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Erin Insurance. This team works for you.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the sales outscores Pomeroy 18-6 in that third quarter. It was a slow start for both teams, but then Jack Lesko hit a couple threes and a two, several steals. And then another freshman, Joe Baffney, those two are both freshmen, put back after a Jack Lesko miss at a three near the buzzer. And the Irish end up scoring 18 points, 10 of them by the two freshmen, 8 by Jack Lesko, 2 by Joe Baffney. And now Pomeroy throws the ball away on their first possession of the fourth quarter. The Sales in control, up 19. Baffney, Lesko, Scott, Holtzinger, Frucci on the floor for the Irish. Frucci fires it from the left corner, and he hits the three. Irish up 50-28. They beat the Pirates 68-41 earlier this year in Pomeroy on December 17th. Pomeroy's boys just 2-7, got their second win of the year Saturday versus Colton. Now Trent Gwynn back in the game. 17-footer won't go. Rebound tipped. Controlled by Frucci. Frucci up court to Bobby Holtzinger. To Frucci. Frucci looks left, looks right, keeps his dribble in the middle. Now Lesko comes the ball deep on the right wing. Dribbling right to left in the lane. Dumps it to Scott and knocked away and stolen by Maves. Drake not quite ready for the pass. Maves stepped in front of him and stole it. Trevin Kimball to Stallcott. Down low to Gwynn. Little five-footer inside. Won't go. Rebound tipped. All white shirts inside. Baffney ends up with it. Hands it to Frucci, and they'll walk into front court. Will the Irish. The Sales boys looking like they'll get above 500. Bobby Holtzinger shoots a three from the right wing. The Pomeroy defense is really slacked off here in this second half, especially now that the Irish have opened up this big, big lead. Bobby's in double figures with 11. Ball knocked away by Lesko, controlled by Holtzinger. Now Frucci's got it. Irish into front court again. Frucci's pass knocked away by Gwynn. Gwynn races the other way, but collides with the official, loses the ball. It goes to Holtzinger. Now he'll pass it right corner to Lesko. Jump stop in the lane, puts shot up on go. Trevin Kimball with the rebound. Trent Gwynn and the officials have not been on best of terms tonight. He had four fouls, had to sit most of the second half so far, and then he steals the ball and runs into the official. He shoots a long three. It won't go. Rebounded by Frucci. Now to Baffney between the circles. Right wing, Holtzinger. He'll shoot the three again. This one's off the mark. Drake Scott with the rebound. Kick out to Jack Lesko, and they'll reset. Up top between the circles is Frucci. Dribbles left to right. He'll shoot the three. They're just not even contesting the three-pointers. Misses it. Drake Scott with the rebound. And Stallcott with the rebound, and then throws Drake Scott to the ground. Well, after the whistle, they're frustrated. Mays went up to Stallcott. Stallcott pushed Mays away. And now Bobby Holtzinger saying, hey, what's going on here? Because it was way after the whistle, and he just threw Scott to the ground. And now they're saying it was a wait a second. Did they call a foul on that? But they say it must have been on Stallcott. It's his first. Irish miss on the inbound. That's Chase who took the shot and just checked in. Frucci with the rebound. Frucci goes up strong and puts it in over Mays. We've got a very one-sided game with both teams playing very physical. Pomeroy's players and fans starting to get frustrated. Kimball on the drive. He's fouled. He hits the deck. 55-28. DeSales firmly in control. Officials are like, oh, boy. And a foul is on Ryan Chase, who's checked in. Ryan, 5'11", sophomore. 55-28 Irish, up by 27 points. Kimball hits the first free throw. Pomeroy has been the better team at the line tonight. 4 of 5, but the Irish are just 2 of 8. DeSales, too much balance for the Pirates. Kimball misses the second one. Frucci threw it ahead to Baffney. They beat the Pirates down the floor and lay it in. Frustrated Pomeroy's team just not getting down the floor. Easy transition lay-in for the Irish. McGill up top to Gwynn. Gwynn pass left wing to Mays. Holtzinger on Mays. Down low to Stallcott. Stallcott in the lane. Puts it up off the back iron. Won't go. Rebound by Miedema. To Frucci up court to Bobby Holtzinger. Bobby on the drive. Kick to meet him at the foul line. 15-footer won't go. Rebound McGill. The five, Brody McGill gets it to Kimball to Gwynn. Gwynn jump stop at the right elbow back to Kimball. Between the circles, pass inside to Maves. Turns and shoots an 8-footer on the baseline. Scores it. Nice soft shot by Maves. He's got 9. 57-31 Irish. 4:17 to go. Frucci drives all the way in. Nobody picked him up. Pass it low to meet him off his foot right to Kimball and then meet him 1,000. Pomeroy's defense has been so soft. I think sometimes the Irish aren't quite sure what to do with the lack of aggression. Pomeroy's coach Joe Wolf will get Stahlkopf out of the game and put in another one of those freshmen, Brady Bott. So Bott, McGill, Kimball, three freshmen out there. Gwynn, their leading scorer on the season, 27 points versus Colton, but only 6 tonight. He's in there. Mays is in there. Mays misses a shot. Rebound, Bailey Lesko, who's checked in. Irish come the other way. Holzinger takes an outside shot. Won't go. Rebound, Trevin Kimball. Kimball ahead to Gwynn. Gwynn dumps it down to Mays. He's under the basket. Shoots it off the bottom of the rim. Rebound, meet him at a Holzinger. To Chase in the left corner. Chase drives baseline, goes up strong, leaves it short, gets his own rebound. As it knocked away, it goes out of bounds off to Sales. Frankie Warden's going to check in for Bobby Holzinger. Drake Scott's going to come in probably for Frucci. No, for Miedema. So Corey Frucci will be, and Frankie Warden's actually a starter too. So Corey Frucci, 6-foot juniors out there. Bailey Lesko, the 5'10 senior. Drake Scott, the 6'3 junior, and Ryan Chase, 6'5'11 sophomore. Gwynn and Mays and Kimball, three starters for Pomeroy, still on the floor. Gwynn drives baseline. He's fouled on the drive by Ryan Chase. And that stops the clock with 3:22 to go in the game. The Irish up 57-31. And the inbound play goes to Gwynn, who lays it in over Scott. Trent Gwynn's got 8, his first points since the first quarter. 57-33 Irish. Frucci to Lesko, left corner to Chase. Back to Bailey Lesko. He'll fire the 3. Backboard, nothing else. Rebound, Trevin Kimball. Kimball will bring it into front court. Pushes Lesko into lane. Ball stripped by Frucci, picked up by Drake Scott. Hands it off to Coy Frucci. Coy running things from the top of the key between the circles. Now right wing pass to Lesko. In the corner to Frankie Warden, out to Frucci. He'll fire the deep 3 and hit it. Nice to see Coy get it going. His 4th 3 of the game. He's got 14 points total to lead the Irish in scoring. 60-33 to Sales. Bott is called for traveling. The freshman tried to get it down low and drug the pivot foot trying to find Maves. 60-33 to Sales. Going to make it 2-0 in the new year, beating Dayton-Waitsburg in a league game on Saturday by a score of 63-40. They've got 60 points right now. Chase from the corner, 3 is an air ball, but Frucci runs it down. Up top to Lesko, back to Ryan. He'll try again from the left wing. This one in and out. Rebound Kimball, Gwynn. Gwynn loses the dribble, gets it back, goes between the legs, and now he has it knocked away and stolen by Frankie Warden. Frankie said, "If I'll take it." It's it to Frucci, back to Frankie. Frankie on the drive, stopped by McGill, cut out to Chase. Now right corner to Frankie Warden. Frankie on the drive, pass up top to Lesko. Right wing to Chase. Back to Lesko, deep 3 on the right wing. Backboard, nothing else, rebound Gwynn. He heads the other way. Frankie cuts him off and now reaches in and fouls him. And that will be 7 fouls on the Irish, and that will stop the clock with 1:38 to go and send Trent Gwynn to the free throw line to shoot the front end of a 1-on-1, where he can get into double figures if he hits them both. And Chris Wolf can be happy with his team's overall effort. He's trying to get some more guys in the game. He's got so many young players. Number 40, who I do not have on my score sheet. Number 40 for Pomeroy. We don't have him on ours either. He's in the game, though. Number 32 is Trevin Walton, a 5'8 freshman. Gwynn hits the first free throw. He's got 9 now. His second one's off the mark. Frucci with the rebound. Now to Frankie Warden, inside to Drake Scott, who lays it in. Nice assist by Frankie Warden. nice soft finish by Drake Scott. He's got six all in the second half. 62-34 Irish, 1:22 to go. Walla Walla Valley Academy's boys are very solid in the EWAC. They'll be the Irish boys' opponent Thursday. It'll take a great effort for the Irish to get an EWAC win against the Knights. Bailey Lesko drives baseline, passes inside to Drake Scott. Ball's knocked loose, and got a whistle and a scrum for the ball. Let's see who the foul is on. The foul is on Drake Scott. It's a loose ball foul while DeSales is on offense, so no free throws for Pomeroy, but they will get the ball. And now Anthony Lawrence, another freshman, comes in as Trent Gwynn comes out and has a little sarcastic clap towards the officials as he sits down with 9 points. 62-34 Irish, up by 28. And Brody McGill, a 5'6 freshman, will shoot free throws. He misses the front end of the 1-on-1. Bailey Lesko with the rebound. Now to Jack Lesko, or in front court to Chase, back to Bailey. Left corner, Frucci. Frucci to left wing now. Now back to Bailey Lesko. Now to Frucci, now the baseline to Scott. Double team kick out to Chase. Chase for three, won't go. Rebounded by Lawrence for the Pirates. So the Pirates have four freshmen and number 40, who I'm guessing is probably a freshman as well. Pass down low to Lawrence. Out to number 40. Fires a three. It's an air ball right to Frankie Warden. Outlet to Frucci. Final minute. Final 30 seconds. Irish up 62-34. Shot clock is off. They don't need to shoot it. Bailey Lesko on the drive. Kick out to Frucci. He'll shoot the three. Off the iron. Will go rebound. Bailey Lesko. And Bailey Lesko hits the putback. 64-34 Irish. McGill gets it to Lawrence. Lawrence down low to Watson. Watson shot won't go. Rebound Drake Scott. The Sales runs away from the Pirates in the second half of this boys' contest. It was 29-22 at the half. Pomeroy scores just 12 in the second half. The Irish score 35. And win it 64-34. We'll be back with the happy totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time, making sure that your commercial computer network stays running to keep your business going strong. Doyle Computer Solutions. From networks to servers to individual workstations, Doyle Computer Solutions has the staff and experience that you can rely on. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live. The Irish win at 64-34. It was a competitive, somewhat high-scoring first quarter. The Irish led 19-12 after 8 minutes. Each team scored 10 points in the second quarter. Very competitive first half. The Irish up 29-22. But DeSales took complete control in the second half. Pomeroy did not score in the first 4-plus minutes of the second half. DeSales was struggling offensively as well, but then Jack Lesko, the 5'8 freshman, scored 8 points in the third quarter, a couple threes, a two, but what doesn't show up in the stat sheet, at least my stat sheet, is all the steals and loose balls he created with his defense as the Irish really got it going as they end up outscoring the Pirates 18-6 in the third quarter and 17-7. 17-6 in the fourth quarter. So the Pirates scored just 12 points in the second half. DeSales just getting after the Pirates, who are struggling a bit this year. They fall to 2-8. They picked up their second win of the season against Colton on Saturday, but the Irish ripped them in the second half, outscoring the Pirates 35-12 after the intermission. I'm going to finish adding up the individual totals, take a quick break while I'm doing that, and come back and wrap things up. The Irish go to 5-4 on the season with the 64-34 win. Be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Let's do it. You're crazy hungry with an appetite like a lion, not a mouse.
You want mad filling pizza toppings, then you want a house.
Salami, olives, mushrooms, and a rockin' tons of pepperoni.
Plus beef, Italian sausage. The house ain't frontin', ain't no phony.
Roll to Fazari's for the house. See us, give us a shout.
It's old school good pizza. Word, peace out.
You boys, so retro.
Mamma mia.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston and Fazari's.com. Do it
like that. This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the fans filtering out here on a school night. The Irish boys get a split in this doubleheader non-leaguer as the Lady Irish almost, but not quite enough to upset the undefeated Pomeroy girls, losing 37-29. It was one of those games that was closer than the final score indicated, as the Irish were within one possession in the final 2 minutes. Pomeroy's girls stay undefeated at 10-0. On the boys' side, the first half was competitive, but as I said in the last segment, the Irish outscoring the Pirates 35-12 in the second half. Scoring for Pomeroy in the game, not much of it. No player reaches double figures. Coach Wolf's squad, Braden Frew, one of their six freshmen, had 2 points. 4 for Evan Bartles. 5 for Trevin Kimball, another freshman who starts for them. Brian Stahlkopp, 5 points. Danner Mays, 9 points. And Trent Gwynn, their top offensive threat, saddled with foul trouble, scored 6 in the first quarter, but wouldn't score again until the fourth quarter, where he hit a field goal and 1 of 2 free throws. He finished with 9 points after scoring 27 on Saturday against Colton. So the Irish do a good job. Actually did a good job on Gwynn both times he played. The first game back on December 17th, Gwynn was held to 9 points in that one as well. Irish won that game 68-41. They get even better in this one, 64 points, 4 less, but they hold Palmer to just 34, 7 less. Scoring for Coach Fazari's squad, he got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 players in the game. 10 of them score points. These are unofficial totals, of course. 2 for Frankie Warden. 2 for Joe Baffney. Wait a second here. I'm on the wrong line. 2 for Bailey Lesko. 2 for Matt Miedema. 3 for Tim Warden. 4 for Joe Baffney. 6 for Drake Scott, all in the second half. 8 for Andrew Lyford, all in the first half. And then 3 DeSales players in double figures. Bobby Holtzinger, 6'2 senior, finishes with 11 points. Jack Lesko, the 5'8 freshman, 12 points, 8 in that third quarter where the Irish really got separation from the Pirates. Jack hit 3 3-point field goals. And then 14 points for Coy Frucci, the 6-foot junior who struggled offensively after scoring 17 in the first game of the year. Coy hit 4 3-pointers. He had 6 points in the first quarter, 8 in the fourth quarter to lead all scorers with 14 points. DeSales struggled from the free throw line, just 2 of 8 from the line. The Pirates, 5 of 9 from the line. DeSales, 10 3-point field goals tonight. Pomeroy, just 1 3-point field goal. Player of the game. Well, Coach Duncan on the girls' side felt his girls all played so hard in that upset bid that fell just short that he said, I can't give it to just one player. So he chose not to give it to any of them. Well, In this one, I'm going to say Jack Lesko, the 5'8 freshman, was a big part defensively and offensively in that third quarter where the Irish really stretched it out, outscoring the Pirates 18-6. Jack with 12 points for the game, 8 in a very good third quarter. So he's our Dairy Queen player of the game on the boys' side. So we're halfway through this four-game stretch in 7 days. We beat both girls and boys one Saturday out at Waitsburg against Dayton Waitsburg. Irish girls lose 37-29 tonight to Pomeroy. DeSales boys win 64-34. And now it gets real serious as we head into the heart of the league season. Thursday, Walla Walla Valley Academy comes to DeSales. Girls will tip off at 6, followed by the boys at 7:30. Crosstown rivals, the Knights of Wava. And then Friday, the Mabton Vikings come to the Irish Gym for another EWAC game. Girls will tip off at 6 o'clock for that one. Glad you've joined us here on a weeknight in this middle of this busy stretch of games. Girls lose, boys win. And until Thursday, I'd like to say thank you for listening. Please patronize all of our great sponsors. And always, as always, great job back at the studio by Mark Lesmeister. With that, until Thursday against WAVA, this is Mike Speed saying God bless, Happy New Year, and we'll send you back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.